Texas Mobile. NGU-KS4VWS. NGU-KS4VWA.
Hi, guys.
If that's the case, I'm not going to come out and get him when he can't find the place that we're trying to go to. Was that Bob? Good morning, Bob.
Wow. It's KB2HXS.
I want you to say a few words. Yeah, I recognize that. Shall we say regional speech?
You know, I was not really good into the machine there. Steve Areno. And how y'all doing today?
I'm going over to the hardware store, pick up a little something, and then I'm going to head for the field day.
Yeah, I got a bunch of service calls or heat calls I got to get to today. Otherwise, I'd be joining you.
Just a dirty, rotten capitalist.
And darn proud of it. Yeah, Jimmy and I got together for a couple hours yesterday. We got my screwdriver antenna mounted on the back of my car, got it all up and running. I checked into the single sideband net as a mobile last night on 3915, so everybody heard me, so I was pretty proud of that.
So Tar Heel will go to 80 meters?
Yes, sir.
How about that? Yeah, my screwdriver won't go but up to about 40 meters. I'm good for everything from 440 to 40.
Down, I believe it's the Tar Heel 300. I don't know the letters in it, but it'll go to 40 meters, 80 meters, all the way up to 10, I believe.
Do you have to get out and change the little connection on it, or is it a motor drive?
Oh no, it's a full size Tar Heel. Oh no, it's a full size. I'll send you a picture of it. I took a picture of it yesterday and I sent it to a friend of mine up in New York. But I'll send you a picture. Yeah, no, it's a full-size Tar Heel. Got a 6-foot whip on the back. And I just got to run the switch up to the front of the vehicle and kind of tighten it up a little bit, neaten it up a little bit.
You too.
Well, I have a rocker switch. Well, I can't tune it right now because I didn't run the power lead in. We set it at 75 meters, I think. We kind of left it. But there's a rocker switch that it will be up here in the front of the vehicle with me, and I just rock it back and forth or up and down.
Well, does it have automatic stops where it stops for a certain frequency?
Nope. I don't have that. There is a device for that you can push a button and it'll have like a memory. But I don't have that. I'm just going to mark the outside of the tubing. And then use the SW1 meter inside the radio I'm not going to do it while I'm driving. You know, if either my wife is driving or if we're parked somewhere, camping or whatever, then I'll.
KF4DOS.
Hey, Gary, go ahead, take it. KB2HXS.
Is that a radio you were using with your Tar Heel? But you can buy a turbo tuner. They make them to work with the Azus, ICOMs, Kenwoods, whatever. And. Change the band on your radio, it automatically tunes your antenna.
Yeah, Jimmy had mentioned that. I'm considering that. I'm using the i7000 in the vehicle, and I'm sure it'll work quite well. I just got to look into it. I mean, who has that? Does Ham Radio Outlet have that?
I do have it. I've got a Tar Heel programmable controller in my truck with my screwdriver, and if I want to change bands, I just push a button and it goes to that band. But with that turbo tuner, all you have to do is change the frequency in your radio.
Look into that. I'll let you two pick it up. I'm at the house here. I'm going to get out, and it's warming up nice. I'm going to get up on the roof and get this tower fixed to the house and get up there and get my stuff done. Gentlemen, have a good day. KI4DOS, KB2HXS in the group. Go ahead, Gary.
I mean to interrupt with you and Steve. I just thought you might want to know about that. I've got one at the house. It belongs to my son, but it's paired up with a Yaesu. So But it works real good with that, I said, Yaesu, it's an Icon, 706 Mark IIG. And it works real good with that. And just thought I'd throw it out there for what it's worth. JB2HXS, KI4DOS Mobile.
Oh, I appreciate that, Gary. I appreciate that. 73C, and we'll catch you later. KB2HXS is clear.
Field A site.
Yeah, go to the hardware store. I'm going to pick up a couple of spikes, and I'll be on the way up there. KN4VWA, I'm clear.
See you when you get up here. KN4VWA, KI4DOS Mobile.
KA3JCA, monitoring.
K3JCA, good morning. KA3JCA.
Sir, are you on your way out to the winter field day?
I'm about to be here in a little bit. I'm trying to get my front seat cleaned up so I can put a whole bunch of equipment in it.
You dropped out a second there, and I'm not sure if it was on my end or not, Chandler, but all righty, we'll get that front seat cleaned out, get that car cleaned up.
Yeah, very good. And I'll be out there in a little bit.
Wait and see when Sally gets home to see if I can talk her into driving me out there for about an hour or so.
It'll be awesome. I'd love to see you up there. But be careful going up that hill, because it ain't nothing but straight up. And if it flooded off, I have a feeling my car's going to get stuck about halfway up. So just be careful.
So thank you very much, KA3JCA.
Pictures KQ4CRG. KQ4CRG.
CRG, hello there, Robert. KA3JCA.
This morning, Richard.
Okay, sir, I'm laying here just listening to the radio. Listening to everybody head up toward the winter field day site.
I was looking at that a little bit on the way up yesterday. I don't know about the rules, regulations, all that. I don't know. Are you going to participate in any of that?
Go up there. I may just go up just to visit.
Well, we've been a little bit better today. We're going to pay rent check and drop it off and take off some of the trash. We've been a little bit better today.
Feeling better too?
We've been a little bit better. We're working 4 hours a day every day at work. So we got last weekend. And I got a doctor Tuesday, cardiologist, and got two more doctors a week after that. They're going to do an ultrasound on my neck. Check the veins and all, I guess it is. That next week, I guess they're trying to figure out what's going on, right?
Okay. I need to go look at my antenna here. All of a sudden, I'm getting the repeater very, very, very scratchy. I'm not sure why. I put a new antenna up here, and it has a different radiation pattern, apparently. So it's a higher gain antenna, but it just seems like during the daytime, I don't get the repeater as well as I get it at night.
Yeah, see? You get no moisture in your coax, did you?
I know, sir. Yeah, it's a brand new piece of coax.
Yeah, you might stand by a little bit there, Richard. I gotta get out of the truck here for a minute. I'll be back. KQ4CRG.
Sir, I'll be here a second. I'm going to go see if I can figure this out. Plus, I got a text message. KA3JCA.
Nose on 2 meters. KI4DOS said that.
No 4PXB. KA3JCA. You there, Lloyd?
XP.
From you, the text message, correct?
That is correct.
The rules and everything are the same for regular field day, except for there's some bands that you can't use. I can bring that back up if you need to.
Yeah, I was just trying to find out when I heard them saying rules and regulations. I just wasn't, because I wasn't able to get on the Facebook page to see the flyer or anything. So I wasn't sure what they were mentioning about rules and regulations. So what it's pretty much talking about is the ham radio that you're allowed to talk on, correct?
It has rules and regulations for winter field day, and pretty much the reporting and everything is the same as field day, but I'm pulling up winter field day right now. Stand by.
PXB, KN4VWA.
Before PXB.
This is Steve. You going to make it out today?
I'm feeding my daughter right now, and we'll probably be heading out, you know, here shortly. And so when I asked the K3A GACA, he mentioned it was okay to bring family and my three-year-old.
Absolutely, a family-friendly event, bud. And
1,000 feet
off
Jordan Road.
You're more than welcome to bring your family up. Now, you going to bring any gear?
The only thing I have is the my HT Anytone radio, so that's pretty much the only thing I can bring. Of course, my radio will be in my truck.
I will.
Still good. I love GPS built into the truck. I over talk you. Well, that's good. And by the way, congratulations on your general. I heard you got it.
Yes, I did. Like I said, I missed one question. And I took the extra and just flubbed that hard. So, yeah, it was not a pretty sight seeing the results on that one.
Step up. Well, listen, I'll be up there. Matter of fact, I'm headed over there right now. And hopefully I get to put a face with a name, guy. So, welcome. See you up there. Say it first, KN4VWA. I'm clear. Carry on, Richard.
I will definitely see y'all up there at some point, you know, when I get there. Please be careful en route.
PXB, KA3JCA. Okay, Lloyd, yeah, just basically said that participants worldwide, amateur radio operators may use frequencies on the HF, VHF, and UHF bands and are free to use any mode that can faithfully transmit the required exchange interact. So, like, if the club decides to use their club call and 3A for three stations or whatever, four stations, or if they have, a separate GOTA station, G-O-T-A, which stands for Get on the Air, for, like, it used to be, like, the old novice, when you use a novice call, a regular brand-new 2x3 call sign. But it's called the GOTA station. So, but yeah, they should pass around what they plan on using up there. And like I said, I think it's more of a friendly family fun thing today than it is more of a. It's not. I don't think it is much of a contest today.
K-I-4-L-Z-I-O-B, it's more of an informal thing. But you're right. I saw that on the ARRL website yesterday.
All right, I appreciate it. I just want to make sure that I had all the information. It'll definitely be a learning curve for me, too, and also definitely a good thing to put a face to a voice.
I'll be up there in a little bit. I can't say just when, but I'll be up there in a little bit. KI4LZI Mobile, near Table Rock Mobile.
The whole idea of today is for everybody to get together, have a great time, have some fun. We pretty much go by all the rules for field day with our equipment, but we do not compete for points. We don't compile points for the competition. It's mainly just a get-together, have a great time, exercise our equipment for remote operations, and, hey, everybody has a great time.
JCA monitoring.
LCI mobile. Clear but monitoring.
Monitoring all the time. What are y'all monitoring? The halls or what?
In the four-bedroom walls here there, Gary. I'm trying to decide if I'm going to take a chance and see if I can talk Miss Sally into taking me up there today.
I just think that everybody, when they say monitoring, it's just I get a giggle out of it more than anything else. But I've arrived here at field day site. I'm going to jump out and see what these fellas are doing. Don't look like they're hanging no antennas yet. But they ought to be getting ready to. Talk to you a little bit later, Richard. Y'all have a great day. 73 there, young man. JCA KI4DOS.
Check before you go. Chandler was talking about a hill up there. Two things. One, would Sally's Toyota RAV4 make it up that hill? And two, is it the ground pretty solid for my wheelchair?
Richard, the ground is, it looks to be pretty solid, all the vehicles that are up here right now. So I would think your wheelchair would go all right with it. A couple of deep ruts in the where the gravel used to be is washed out a little bit. So it might be a little tough getting your RAV4 up here, but I think you'd be able to be all right with it.
I'll talk to her when she gets home and see what I can do. KA3JCA, thank you very much.
See you later, 73. KA3JCA, KI4DOS, mobile clear.
4NGU, KN4BWA.